So good evening. Thank you for coming. I normally don't talk that much during a performance or before a performance, but this time I will, and I think some of you might actually know more about the history of Japanese animation than I do, but I'll briefly. Animation began in the United States around 1906, and in Japan it was about 10 years later. And cel animation, which was a norm in the West, didn't catch on because it was too expensive. And instead, Japan developed a very different paper cutout technique, which you will see. The first opening sequence we have, which is about 7 minutes long, we put together images by the animators you'll see tonight. Noburō Ōfuji, Ōfuji Noburō, who you'll see in the beginning and at the end of the first sequence, is known for paper cutouts, especially using chiyogami, which is traditional paper with wood block prints. And then in the middle, you see Kenzo Masaoka, very lyrical, creates a mood. And then there's Yasuji Murata, very real depiction of people and animals. Okay, so here we go. Legend has it that long before heaven and earth came into existence, all was chaos dark, and out of this chaos grew a flower. And out of this flower came the first god, who then created more gods, of which two were named Izanagi and Izanami. When Izanagi and Izanami dipped their spear into the ocean, drops of water fell, and they became the island of Japan. And now the story of Amaterasu no Omikami, the sun goddess, who hid herself into a cave one day, and the world was consumed in darkness. The other gods gathered and danced and danced and danced, trying to entice her to come out. "We need light," they cried. Until one day, Amaterasu became too curious and peeked out of the cave. Light. The gods rejoiced. Longer needed to hide herself in a cave, she kept a bow by her side for protection. Amaterasu no Omikami, said to be the ancestor of the imperial family of Japan. But that was before World War II. No one believes that now. Or do they still? Thank you.
しもね満作で村はそれのお祭り、どんどんやららどんやららどんどんやららどんやららどんどんやららどんどんどんどん、夜までにぎわう宮の森、
is a very straightforward animation. I think most of you know a silent film in the West usually had live music, but very little had live narrators, whereas in Japan, narrators were a big part, and even to this day. So animation usually had live music and a narrator called Benshi, or Katsubenshi. So we are going to present the next animation as it were back then, but with our kind of music. And this animation is a 1932 animation about the Olympics at the Animal Village by Yasuji Murata. And Japan first participated in the Olympics in 1912. And for the 1932 games in Los Angeles, Japan sent in 131 competitors, including 16 women, won 7 gold, 7 silver, 4 bronze medals in track and field, swimming, equestrian events, and field hockey. And this animation is from that year, so you can kind of imagine what the public was feeling about the Olympics at that time. And also look at how Murata depicted the animals in a very real way, using a lot of straight lines. It was less round and less cute and cuddly than the cartoon animals we know today. So I think part of the reason Murata probably doesn't get a lot of attention today is because the animals aren't that cute, but it's funny. Almost ready for the first event of the Olympic Games in the Animal Village. The first competition is a bar, and all three finalists are of the monkey species, who are the strongest in this event. Handstand and twist in both directions, very impressive. Has a move called the tailspin. 2.5 tailspin, a very difficult maneuver. Beautifully executed. And now this competitor is known for his very acrobatic moves, so you can look on. And he has a particularly difficult dismount, so let's see if he makes it. And no, he doesn't. Now, the next event we're going to see today is the judo match between the lion and the tiger. And it's not just a martial arts competition. The winner becomes the king of beasts, so there's a lot at stake here. Is the winner. Third event of the day is springboard diving, and look at her swimsuit. It's of the newest model. And she has a white bathing suit, and look at her. Whoops. Okay. And this one, she's a very strong competitor. She's been training very hard. Let's see how it is she does. Look at her roar. Whoops. Oh, she lost her suit. But her dive is impeccable. And the crowd loves her. Now, she's a real heavyweight, but how will that affect her dive? Going into a handstand. Oh. Oh, she's not gonna make it. Oh well. She's still a very, very happy hippo. The next challenger is very shy and discreet outside the pool, but once competition starts, she turns into a different bear. Okay, she's giving the sign. It's a go. It's a go. It's a go, going higher and higher, higher than the local mountains, higher than the local clouds, and it's still going. And on top of it all, it's still going. This polar bear, the crowd has gone silent. Stand into a beautiful dive. She made a big splash. What a beautiful dive! She was gonna take away the competition. And now we will see some group exercises. Very common in Japan. It still goes on today in companies. You wouldn't believe your eyes. The teacher is a very slim crane, and she's saying, do as I do. And some very cheerful music for some cheerful exercises. Ich, ni, san, shi. Ich, ni, san, shi. Ich, ni, san. ラジオ体操をどうぞ。 1,2,3 はい、手を上に上げてください。 はい、横を向いて。 手を広げて、足を上げてください。 And now the highlight of the day, boxing. It's Mr. Pig versus Mrs. Kangaroo. We have no idea who might win. Mr. Pig sure looks stronger. But looks can be very deceiving in the animal village. And there's a bell. Whoops. Mrs. Kangaroo is down. And baby kangaroo says, "Wake up, Mom." And she does. Hey, what's going on? Something's hitting my stomach. Could it be? And Mr. Pig is down.
Ichi, ni, san, shi, go, look, nana, hachi,
kyu, ju. Gorgeous win by Mrs. Kangaroo. And now to finish things off, a tug of war. All animals, small, large, strong, weak, participate in this event. Let's go, let's pull, let's go. The elephant is winning. He's been training in the forest and the lion's roaring, but he's not helping that much, is he? Elephant is winning. Whoops, did I speak too soon? Things might be changing. Stop, says the elephant. Stop, my nose. Help, my nose is getting longer. Stop, stop, stop. Ooh. Things are never what they seem in the animal village. We never know who will win at the very end. A never-ending story to be finished another day. So next we have Chagama Ondo, and I have to explain. In Japanese folklore, raccoon and the fox are the two animals that are considered shapeshifters. And Chagama Ondo is about a raccoon because raccoons are known to turn themselves into tea kettles, teapots, yeah, and other things too. And they are really mischievous creatures, so you kind of understand where that's coming from. This Chagama Ondo is from 1934 by Kenzo Masaoka. And Kenzo Masaoka is, there's actually on YouTube, you can see his animation, a complete animation called Tulip and the Spider. So you should look it up. He's one of the most famous figures of Japanese classic animation. And if you see his pictures, it conveys humor, emotion, and atmosphere. And he also encouraged the use of new technology. Chagama Ondo is one of the first to be done exclusive in cell animation and also to have sound. So we're gonna do Chagama Ondo twice. The first one will show you a 3-minute clip of what it actually sounded like back then. So if you were actually living in 1934, this is what you might see. And then after that, we'll do it our way.
Thank you.
Those are the shape-shifting raccoons. And that's the tea kettle that they turned themselves into. The talkie version is incomplete, so not much exists of it, so that was part of it. You'd notice that by this time there's a lot of influence of Western animation and things that remind you of Mickey Mouse or Felix the Cat, and that's what's going on here. And now we'll do it our own way. It's a fine moonlit night. That's the moon, not the sun. It's as light as day, even the spider is awake and weaving his web. At the mountain temple, the monk and his apprentice are dancing to music, enjoying this moonlit evening. That's what many people do when the moon is beautiful. They dance, drink, do other things. Whoops, did the monk have a little too much to drink? He's out like a light.
Wait, don't you want to play? Don't you want to dance?
Oh well. But we'll keep the music going. Now, the music is traveling. By mountains, that's the radio. Radio's going. And a family of shape-shifting raccoons are also enjoying the moonlit evening. And that's the moon dance that they're doing. It's the old devil moon dance. Yoisho! Asore, sore! Ayoisho, asore, sore. Mm-hmm. Just wait. The radio stopped. What's going on? There's no music, but I think I know what to do, says Ponkichi. His name is Ponkichi, says the shape-shifting raccoon. And in the far corner of the woods, under a 900-year-old tree, is a secret cave with a magic box. Ponkichi goes there very quietly. And he brings out the box with many magic hands. Which hand shall I choose, wonders Ponkichi. I know, let's take a look. No, no, not this one, not that one, not this one, not this one, not this one. This one, the one that will turn me into a person so that I can sneak into the temple and steal that record player from the monk. Temple. Both the monk and the apprentice are still fast asleep. Ponkichi sees the record player and grabs it. But he gets greedy. He sees the bottle of sake. And he grabs that too. He gets greedier still. He smells fish. Fish! Greed and temptation, the downfall of many men and beasts. There's the fish, and here's the downfall. Oh, I heard something, cries the monk. He looks around, the monk looks around. Monk looks around, and there's an old lady servant. There's always an old lady. He knows just what to do. Well, what did you get? A nice plump young raccoon for soup. Meanwhile, in the mountains, the raccoon family is worried. Look! 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 Ponkichi! Ponkichi's in trouble! Oh no! We have to do something! Let's head over to the magic cave! Yes, yes, let's go, let's go! Hurry, 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 hurry! Yes! Let's go, and we're gonna change ourselves and go save Ponkichi. I'm gonna cut my hair.
Oh, more fire. Whoops, wait, I heard a sound.
What sound do I hear? I hear something hitting.
Shifting raccoons, well, get out of here right now! Apprentice, get me a broom. Here we go. Let's go. There's that tea kettle again. They're using that old trick of turning themselves into teapots. Well, I'll have none of that. I'll destroy them all. Meanwhile, we'll get you out of here. Don't worry. I'll turn myself into a ladder. Whoops, not a very good rescue. Can you give me a hand here? Okay. With the help of his family, Ponkichi was saved from becoming raccoon soup. The family went home together, happy and a little bit richer. So we're at the very end, and we're going to do a closing thing, but since we probably have time, if there's another animation out of the ones you saw that you want us to do again, or a game. Okay. So the next one, I've used images from Kenzo Masaoka's animation. And then at the very end, there's Ofuji's animation. Well, just letters coming out of the Japanese anthem. Because he did what was, I guess, considered music video back then. You know, it was the national anthem, and he did some animation to it. Okay. All right, ready? Yeah. So I'll start it and I'll move to the piano. Thank you.
That's pretty much it for the evening. I'd like to thank Jim and everyone at Roulette for helping us out. Valeria Vasilevsky, who's not here tonight, but she and I had the initial idea, and she, without her, we wouldn't have come up with this evening. Kabu Doug Young on guitar, and Mike McGinnis on reeds. My name is Kyoko. And we're the okay, and we do a lot of performances. If any of you would like to be on their email list, you can email us at myspace.com, okaymusic, or mikemcginnis.com. What's your name? What, kabu.net? Yeah, something like that.
Kabu.hair.
And kyogokitamura.com, yeah. Or you can just leave us your emails with us, and that'll be fine. Okay, so if there's anything else you'd like to see, we're game. But is there? You want to see the Olympics again? Yeah? Yeah? All right. Shall we?
That's the hardest one.
I know, it's the hardest one.
Ready?
Looks like we're almost ready for the first event of the Olympic Games in the Animal Village. The first competition, the bar. Three finalists. Monkeys. First competitor doing handstands and twist. Another twist, 2.5. Very impressive. Now, this competitor has a very difficult maneuver, and you'll see it in a minute. The tail spin, 2.5. Very impressive, too. And this competitor, known for his acrobatic moves. The dismount. And you already know he's not going to make it, right? So he falls. The next event, judo match between the tiger and the lion. Lion is the winner. Now the third event, springboard diving. Black swimsuit is very slimming, don't you think? Ooh, and the fans are happy. White swimming suit, not as slimming, and look, she breaks the board. This one, she's been training very hard. Ah, and you know what's gonna happen. Ooh, skinny dipping in the pool. Yeah. And a heavyweight hippo. Who knew she could dive? Stand. Falling. Give us the sign, and we're good to go. Yes, we're going higher. Going higher. And how high will it go? Higher than the local mountains, and higher than the clouds, and on top of it is Miss Polar Bear. Is she going to jump? I guess she is. Dive. A big splash. And everybody loves her. And now we'll do some group exercises. In Japan, it's called the Radio Taiso, the radio exercise, because the radio comes on at every morning, and you see a lot of old ladies do it in the park. But I know some companies still do it on the roofs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. はっ、あったよ、そこ、パッパッパーどん。あ、手を上に上げて、足を下にして、はい、腕を回してください。
右を見て、左を見て、
はい、もう一回、1、2、3、4 1、2、3、4。足を上げて、足を曲げて、手を出して、上を見て、左を見て、右を見て、お、あ、ドンチュッタスタタタタツクタクタクタクツクタチョッカタンドンパッカッケタドンチュッタタドンパッカエタタタタタタタタタタタタツクタチョッカタドンパッカタタツクタタタタタタタタタタタ。 And now for the highlight of the day, boxing.It's Mr. Pig versus Mrs. Kangaroo. Bell.I mean, honestly, have you ever seen a kangaroo that small and a pig that big? It's probably a, what was it? Small kangaroos that live in Australia? Whoop, the kangaroo is down. Wallabies, that's it, the wallabies. Yeah, baby kangaroo says, wake up.Something's hitting my stomach. Wow! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ease out. Now to finish things off, the tug of war. All animals, small, large.Strong, weak participate in this event. Everyone ready? Let's start! One side is the elephant, and on the other side are all the rest of the animals, and there's a roaring lion who's doing nothing to help the animals. But as you can see, the elephant is stronger. Whoops! Uh-oh! Who's gonna win? We never know. Who's gonna win? We never know until the last minute. Come on, come on, let's go, let's go. Things are never what they seem in the animal village. We never know who will win until the very end. A never-ending story to be told and finished another day. Once again, Kabu Doug Young on guitar, Mike McInnes on reeds, and my name is Kyoko. Thank you so much for coming, so much.